I'll have a go.
It's tricky to find out a lot about an urban refugee because they're not a discrete group of people that you can wrap your arms around and study them. So we found it really difficult to study them and work out what needs are different relative to settlement-based refugees. So that's the kind of first point. And then I guess we make a series of kind of lazy assumptions about them being resourceful enough to find their way into a city and gain an income stream that allows them to have a job. And when we presume their well-being is therefore, you know, high enough that we don't need to specifically target them. So I agree, it could be a really interesting area to look a bit deeper. Of course, there are some cross-cutting issues like refugee IDs being used as banking IDs, which matter for all refugees wherever they are. So that's the first point. A second point in relation, and it also applies to host communities, if you look beyond the camp towards urban-based refugees or the host community, your market size doubles, triples, quadruples, depends on the place you're at. So if you're trying to make the case to the private sector that there's a market out there, then we should try and expand the market size. So we should think, particularly FSD Africa, much more about host communities and interrelationships between settlements and host communities and urban refugees. There was also a point about non-financial service support, and this goes to your point about challenges. You kind of want to hear what we're struggling with as well as what we're trying to make the case for. We've really struggled to get into camps. It's quite place specific, but one non-financial challenge we face is the mound of paperwork it requires sometimes from government, but also from UNHCR to get into a camp. And even when you manage to find the right person to talk to present that paperwork, it takes weeks and weeks to get it approved. And then it's not a blanket approval. It will be approval for a year or 9 months, et cetera, et cetera. So the kind of policy steer and coordination that's needed beyond the actual private sector energizing that we're all trying to do is really, really important, because we hear these mixed messages from, you know, a central forum like this relative to on the ground in a camp. So if that's me saying it's difficult to get into a camp, imagine what a private sector provider would say. They're not going to go to a ministry and stand in line and try and get camp approval, which is a massive, it's been a really massive barrier for, I mean, I was talking to Pam earlier about this. It's really tough. It's not as sexy, but it's really important, and it's really slowing down our projects.